Accession number 18252, Reel 6.
But from there, from that sort of area, that part just after crossing the Rhine, let me see, you went to the Ems-Weser Canal, basically. I mean, that was the next sort of action, as far as I know, main action that there was, where there were some quite fanatical people over there, I think, young people.
We went over the Ems-Weser Canal, but the bridge was intact. We got over the bridge, we hadn't to make a crossing, really.
Yeah.
And then we came on an octu school.
Yeah.
And they was all German NCOs, young ones who were training for officers. We fought them and they were absolutely indoctrinated. We call them brave men, they were bastards, you know.
Yeah. So I read something somewhere, I don't know whether it's in this book or whether it's in another book, that there were some of these young fanatical people at that time. But rather than sort of live afterwards because they wanted to die for the Führer, they were sort of standing in front of the crocodiles with their hands in the air, wanting to be burnt or shot or killed or whatever.
I seen one that came on a jeep after, and he was about that big.
Well, he shrunk.
And he's still living.
He'd shrunk.
He's on with talons.
He'd shrunk to three or four feet high. Well, he must have been charred. He must have been.
Yeah, he was charred, black.
But he was still alive, you say? Oh, goodness. But the guy couldn't have lived afterwards.
No, he couldn't. No, he could, obviously, but he was still.
Yeah.
So we're attacking there, and, this fine as machine guns, and we're dropping all over the place, till we got there with the bayonet. When you got close up, they packed up.
Yeah.
But they were no giving up with them.
Yeah.
The real hatred were there.
Yeah.
That was the Ems-Weser Canal. We're going up the road there.
And near Osnabrück that was, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going up this road, and I'm trying to remember the name again, indeed, because we haven't done that long. What was his name? They come to edit. They were going up the Scotland Land Corporal. They were going up and tied up in the shower. They killed him in the road.
Then
I went up, we were attacking, and we were up against this bank. And it must have been fired a bazooka, and it hit the side of the bank, it missed me. I remember it, you know.
Another close miss,
yeah.
Sort of thing.
So
there was a bridge there called the Steinbeck Bridge,
which
I think is where you went over, probably.
I said the bridge was intact, didn't I?
Yeah.
I remember it, and go on the set all the time.
Yeah.
Certain things you see coming into your mind very plain.
Yes.
And then we fought, you see, farm to farm, all that sort of fighting, close fighting. But when we was there, just remember, we captured some more German officers. This was an high ranking one, he was either a colonel or something like that. And we had him up against this barn. And he complained to Major Griffin, not Major Duxbury of D Company, they've took my watches and everything off me.
Yeah.
I'm complaining about it. So Major Dux said to him, "Don't complain to me. You're bloody lucky you've got your life."
Yeah.
At the end of that.
Yeah.
But what a change from them, you see.
Yeah.
So we moved on. Oh, we're going up this road. And actually, we're going up the road. This would be around where the SS fellows were. You know, the auction fellows.
Around the canal, around this Ems-Weser Canal still.
After the end of
just
the
after you crossed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going up there, and the machine guns opened up on us, and we went all around us, and I remember, I had a set, and there was an edge, about 4 feet high, more, right over the edge, no trouble, you know, to get out under cover.
Yeah.
And we got further along, and we were taking prisoners in hundreds and all. When we got up to them, they didn't pack up before.
Yeah.
And so we moved on from there.
Of course, by this time dates are getting on, aren't they? Because you're getting up now to early April now.
That's right.
This is early April.
So then we'll come, Mr. Tor, till we come to the crossing of the Aller. And this is when it will be really tough again.
Well, before there were two rivers there, aren't there? There's the Weser, which is the first one, and the Aller, which is the second one.
Aye.
The first one, the Weser, you were expecting having to cross.
Have not been open.
I've just poured a drop in each.
Okay. Well, that's
all right, okay.
Yeah.
The first one, the Vasey, you were expecting to have to cross it in boats, but you didn't, because when you got there you found it was unopposed. So you went across in vehicles.
That's right.
And you motored across it.
That's right.
It says here, motored into battle or something.
So all they said to us, yeah. Well, to the battalion, that having gone across the Vasey like this, the next thing was to get the Aller.
Yeah.
So they could get the 12th Corps across and pour up into West Australia.
That's right, it. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is where it comes in, where we cross.
So across the Aller, yeah.
Yeah. So I remember it was all sandy again going up the banks of the Aller.
Yeah.
They were that lost in the dark and that we were late getting there. And that is when the companies went across. I think D Company was third company over. I think so.
Mm.
And that's when the boat overturned.
Yeah.
So when we get across to the other side, I remember seeing a chap I knew well. His Sergeant Major Partsuit called BCM. Oh, you got. And he got sniped, he got killed the sniper.
Mm.
So we went in, we fanned out off the banks of the Aller going there. I remember going along, the Hungarians what we're fighting against there.
Yeah, that's right.
And yeah. I'm going, during this day, I'm set and I could feel my pants going like this.
Flapping?
Yeah.
Flapping.
No, you heard a shout behind me.
Yeah.
They're going through my pants and it, the lad behind me, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you about that.
Well, the bullets, some fire had gone through your trouser legs.
Yeah, you know, I'm a bit bandy, ain't you? But me above that, a gaiter, you know.
Yeah, so they flapped.
And it had gone through.
So you felt it, was the bullets gone through?
Yeah.
It's made your trouser
flat. I thought we'd held him up.
And the guy behind you,
suppose. Yeah. Yeah. Turned round, he's holding the bloody leg, he said. So, anyhow, we cleared the houses, set. And the Hungarians, like, understand what they said that we always fire high. You know,
yeah. Well, that was pretty low, wasn't it? That was.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we moved from there, and we're clearing. I remember we come. I see it a bit now after mine again.
That's right.
I'm trying to remember. It's been tricky, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've crossed the Aller, haven't you?
Yeah.
You skipped over really the bit where the 16 people were killed in the boat boat.
I told you before about
but we probably covered that one earlier.
That's
I wasn't
right.
sure whether we covered it.
Anyhow, they were in the boat. What was happening was they were coming up and it came from dawn.
Yeah.
They were late in doing it.
Yeah.
So Major Duxbury said to me, Neary, will you go over in the first boat?
Yeah.
I said, yes, sir. So I was moving up to go in the first boat, because I think the third company over.
Yeah.
What they'd done is they got across with the first boat and then
yeah.
they put the rope across.
Yeah.
So, and then he said, no, don't. Stay with me.
Mm.
So we're on the banks. They got into the boat.
Mm.
They moved out about 30 yards and the pandos were firing,
yeah.
you know, across. I don't know whatever happened, but they took the boat overturned.
Yeah.
And it's quick flowing, and it was light then. And you could see my foot under the water.
Yeah.
Swept away like that.
Yeah, right.
And the man, the officer in the boat, was the officer who was up in the lock with me for the guns.
Oh, I see.
So you look the name and then that's him.
Yeah.
It's on the tip of the tongue and I can't get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, there were only two got out and one was an old pal of mine. He called, said his name before. Anyhow.
But this is D Company. At that stage, you were with D Company.
D Company.
But you were with D Company at that stage.
But he asked me to go to D Company.
Yeah.
Mickey Lee gone there.
Yeah.
Okay, you know.
Yeah.
So we got over there, and then.
Shall I give you some of the names, the villages over there?
Yeah,
go over the Aller. You crossed the Aller, and then the villages that you came to were Ottenson.
That's right.
Whitlowy.
That's right.
Stemmen. And
Nederberger or something.
That's the one. Yeah, yeah.
Stamen.
Yeah.
We then the whole group and Major Duxbury said our next objective, the code name is Maxim.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a focal point of railway and road, I think if I'm correct.
Mm.
So I'd only just heard it offhand.
Mm.
I hadn't really even told them, but I heard it.
Mm.
So off we get, going through the woods,
mm.
down this big slope, and when we got to the bottom of this track, small river, and this junction and houses.
Mm.
So, get down, over there, and I looked over on the right hand side,
mm.
and I could see soldiers moving about. The order looked like a company strength. So I thought some other, it's all right. Then all of a sudden I heard boxes on Maxim, the time, but it was like in 5 minutes. So I said to Captain Corker, "Is this Maxim, sir?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "The barrage are here in 5 minutes." Oh dear. Soon to see a forward. So he gets on, they're working now. So he come from there to him and warn them. He went into the house undercover and down he come. So I run up this hill backwards because I couldn't get through, you see. I'm calling headquarters, but I can't get through. So if I can't get through, they can't get through to me.
That's right.
So I was up the hill and I can't get, then I get Charlie company and he'll call Elliwell. I told him through them to stop him, so he stopped it. So I came down the hill again, and after all the battle was over, when we got some jerrys, we not so friendly fireboxing on Maxim. So they moved over into this here, and the lads had took over, and he couldn't get it. So I said to him, "What is it? He said, I can't get through, Tommy. Can't hear it." So I went out and threw this cable over the trees and plugged it in to get a bigger area. You see, it's covered. That's all after height. And it was a map reference to report for all group. So the major said to me, "Yeah, come back to headquarters." So I went back to headquarters with him. Everything was fixed up, and then we moved off again. And you'll have to tell me from there.
What, from Stemmen?
Yeah.
Well, from Stemmen, it looks as though you went towards this Nedder en Bereven place.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. Now then, we're coming. Let me attack that. You'll have to check this for yourself afterwards.
I will.
I've got it wrong.
Yeah.
We got through, the tanks were at the front, and we're going, and we went down the hill, and it got onto this bridge, and the bridge collapsed, and the tank overturned into the river.
That was a stream in a place called Strecken.
Whereabouts is that?
Strecken? That I'm not sure. But that's where that happened. There were, I know that in the book it says a tank turned over in a stream at Strecken.
Well, that, remember that. So we went through there, and then we came up through the trees and then down again, like that. And this is where it started. As we're coming running down through the trees, the Antar fell to this. So we get out into the bottom there, and the company had gone forward, but I at this time wasn't on the set, and somebody on the Jago had got on. So we in shelled, so the sergeant major, you're called Charlie Payne, said we can't see him, so we got a ladder and we put it up inside this barn. And I said, "I'll go up." He said, "No, I'll go up." So I led him, he went up the hole, disappeared out of the road. And we could see where they were. We came down, so they said, we've lost contact with the company. This was this CO. We all got in together, you see. He said, so they said, "Take this set up, Mary." So I got another set. So up we go through, and as we're going through, we found the other signal had been hit. And I got up to where they were, the company. So when I got up there, of course, we were in communication again. Tried to the set, and out wrong with it.
Right.
See? So he said, as I'm running up and advancing, they see a thing, they're shelling, they see a thing flashing on the left, right there.
Yeah.
I see a flash like silver.
Close, yeah. This is about only about 3 yards away.
And he went down and slurred.
Yeah.
And it was about that point.
It was a shell of some sort.
Yeah. I don't.
What do you mean? It landed.
You see,
it was attached.
And then it's slur.
Yeah.
I'm running.
Yeah.
And it's slur, and it's like there.
Yeah. You've led a charmed life over there.
The river. Look at the river. They're crossing.
Yeah.
Back, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So so we went up and the set was all right. So we said to can we send a patrol through the woods near? What do you think about taking a wireless for it? Now we've got one. So I said, So we had two wireless sets, you see, that was really powerful ones for this job. So I went forward with the set, he come to patrol, so I cleared back at headquarters, so we cleared through the woods into this. I can't think of the name of this village, it would be Tookie. And then we took this big house, and there was a professor in, he'd diplomas all around the wall and a grand piano.
Well, when is this? Is this before Kirchintown? This is before Kirchintown, is it?
It's after.
After Kirchintown. So, what do you remember of Kirchintown? Anything in particular?
What do I remember about that? I remember the machine guns opening up, it was on the left flank, and we to go round it on the right, and A Company and B Company went in on the left flank, I think it was.
Yeah.
And they opened up, with sniping the machine guns, and they cleared house to house, you know?
As they went through the village?
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of cattle, but they're mostly by sniping the machine guns.
Yeah. I mean, Bob was saying that his company, A Company, at the end of that day in Kirchintown, from a strength of about anywhere between 60 and 80, he was saying.
You got 30.
It was down to 20 or 30.
That's right.
And I couldn't understand that, because the book says that at the end of that day, you suffered 4 dead and 20 wounded. Must have been a lot more than that. Must have been a lot more.
Well, I'll just talk about the income there.
Yeah.
We lost 16 in a boat.
Yeah.
So that's over half a platoon straight away.
Yeah.
We lost... going across the fighting that we did at Kirchlinton and the other place in Neverburger and what we were. We lost that many there, that we're roughly about 40 strength.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't...
Doesn't always add up, the figures.
No, it doesn't.
No.
There was another thing. What was it? I'm going to tell you about something else, isn't it? It's something like that. Oh, anyhow.
Well, you just got up to this house with a piano in it, you were saying, is where you were.
So,
isn't it?
We took it and it was quiet, you see, and somebody had gone through us. And of course, he had a real choice wine cellar.
Oh, that's...
So the boys weren't long in finding it, you see.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he could do for the cellar.
So he
complained to Major Duxbury.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have any, you know, the British soldiers more or less are very. Not like Yanks, they're very disciplined.
Yes.
Of course, they can do it, they do it.
Yeah.
So he stopped them. He said, "For what you've done, you keep out of the house and you dig in the outside." So, in the room, this grand piano, and this lass was like a daughter, his niece. Mm. She could not play this thing. She was playing Chopin.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Schumann.
Yeah.
Remember it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I can remember it. And if I'm not mistaken, it was. Is it Leader Slide?
It sounds, I think that's about
that's
that sounds right.
Right. I can remember, you know. So he said to me, Neary, I remember it there, this particular place, he said to me, Neary, what's your number? Wrote it down, that was it. And so it was mentioned.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
That's probably for saving the country. I don't
know.
Did I live
before
here? I saved my life.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But by that, this time now, as far as the date's concerned, I know that Kirchintown was the 16th of April.
That's right.
So this must be 18th, 19th of April, something like that.
Yeah.
And really, as...
Only day between them.
And at this stage in the war, I mean, again, according to that battalion history, nothing now much happens, because you make your way up to Hamburg, and by the time you get there, you don't have to fight your way
there's
to
only
Hamburg.
One other place, and it's a town, and I'm trying to think, see, I know it, and I can't just get it again, and it was again an airfield, and I think, if it's in Rothenburg?
Ah, Rothenburg could be, yeah.
And that would be somewhere about 18th of April, 19th, somewhere like that.
18th of April, where were you then? Let's have a look. On the 18th of April, Rothenburg, it mentions Rothenburg.
That's right.
It said, on 18th of April, a signal warned the battalion to prepare for a move to take over either Kirchwaldsee or Rothenburg.
I can remember the dates.
After capture by the 4th Armoured Brigade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we moved up there.
Yeah.
And it was quiet at first, but we moved into this house, and we're short of a battery or something. I had to go, so I had to go to battalion quarters. You kept mortaring, morning minis.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Level workers.
Yes.
So this lad went with me and went up to headquarters. I got the battery, and I know John Wayne said to me, "Father Mir has been asking where you are." So we came back. And coming down this road, up strikes a morning minute.
Yeah.
Tell them, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So we run like the clappers, because they drop round. Only a mortar, but the multi-barrel.
Yeah. Mm.
And I read the actual building. I cancelled the seat. So I dived in, pushed through this door. The door was shut, and I bust the door open.
Yeah.
Dropped on the floor, and they're dropping all around.
Yeah.
And I looked up, there was no bloody roof on. I can remember that as plain. It's so bloody silly.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're striking things that really stick out in your memory, aren't they, at the time? Because they must have made a lasting impression, because they're still there as clear as day, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, clear as a bell.
Yeah.
So there was a rare airfield, and we had some lads killed there, and all went out on patrol.
Right.
And it was end of the war, yeah.
Yeah, that's
right. Like your uncle.
Yeah, because the war then ended. I suppose after you'd moved into Hamburg, the news came through, which was around May 4, May 5, something like that.
It was the eighth of May, that's VE Day,
wasn't
that's
it?
Right, but I think it was signed. Hamburg on the 4th.
Yeah, and I think the form that Montgomery signed,
that's right.
On Lunenburg Heath.
That's right.
That was on the 5th, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah. When we were there, we'd come up to my birthday, you see. So, we'd been with the major, and I was in this farmhouse. It would be what you don't hear when I say it.
Yeah.
And when he said to me, would you like a drop of whiskey?
Yeah.
That's fine, sir. Yeah. And it would be worth 21st of April, that's how I remember.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'd had whiskey off him before,
yeah.
You see. So, then we moved up. So, we moved up on North West Australia. And we'd be about 12 miles up and out of Hamburg, and it was a lovely clear day, you could see the haze and the smoke in the distance.
Yeah.
And anyhow, it happened that them go through, and then when we went over, it had happened that we took the Vanguard again, and there were rumours flying all over the place.
Yeah.
It had finished in Italy, and it were, Jerry's had done this, and Italy had bumped off, and it killed itself.
Yeah.
And then they said, we've been on the way, so get it, you know.
Yeah.
No firing either side of this line so much for so long.
Yes, yeah.
Unless otherwise. No agreement to be reached, I must be past higher headquarters.
Yeah.
So we knew it was something, and then message came again, German emissaries coming through the lines, keep the road clear at either side. So who come through? But there'll be some general but I'll kid you in a bit, Freidyberg, that's the name.
Yeah.
Him and his mistress came through, well, we knew it was something happening, and he went on to meet, and then he came back, and then he went again.
Montgomery on Lunenburg. On Lunenburg, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So that was the end of the war for you, really, I suppose, at that stage, wasn't it? But Rubin has got a thing, well, I think it was Rubin. Or was it Smithy that told me once? He said, because the war in the Far East was still going on, wasn't it?
That's right. Did I understand?
Yeah.
Far East war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Rubin said that either he said or somebody else said, he said, well, he said, we've had a Jerry Christmas. Now I suppose we'll have a Jappy New Year.
That's right. You can imagine him at all.
Yeah.
That's right. Anyway, we got to through town to town. And we were actually on the barriers when they came through.
Mm.
And then it came that we had to go into Hamburg. So for the first few miles, we were on guns and all sorts.
Yeah.
We came in.
Yeah.
It was dark.
Yeah.
And then we got off and we marched in some formation outside the road.
Yeah.
Like that patrol, you know.
Yeah.
And all down as far as you could see when it come light, with Jerry policemen all in the white coats.
Yeah.
And they'd be happening 100 yards or something like
lined
that.
Lined up.
All lined up. And as we came up, they come to attention, saluted, as we went right in. And we were a motley crew. God help us. And you could see that face in the ruins, you know.
Yeah.
So, D Company took over, what was it, Gestapo headquarters.
Yeah.
Well, it was bloody hell fight. They were coming in, going out.
Yeah.
It got too much, I think, for the major. He said, look at this, we're moving, he said.
Yeah.
So we moved to a house on the Usenalster.
Yeah.
There's two lakes in Hamburg, the Bitten and the Usenalster. I think it was Usen we were on.
Yeah.
And it was the guy liked his house.
Yeah.
So he said to me after being there too, he'd called back for all the signals to go back to headquarters for, you know, doing. He said, do you want to stay with us here, eh? I said, yes, sir. Well, you will, he said.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't go, I stopped them.
You stayed there until when then?
So I got down to Oberhausen.
Which was when?
It would be June.
June, right.
So he said, will you I said, "Oh, you want some lines through there?" So I laid lines at quartermaster, lines here and lines there, you know?
Yeah.
He had special dues, and he must have had this special night dying on this guy like this, actually, for a big band. Boxer on Maxim.
Oh, yeah, which was your thing
right.
down earlier,
that's
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So then, traffic's going up the road, one stopped, the driver come running in, here, cases of whiskey.
Yeah.
B company captured the barge, you see.
That's right, yeah.
In with the whiskey, Johnny Walker whiskey,
yeah.
Bowls,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, when this was would be about the 5th or 6th of May, because we landed in the 4th.
Yeah.
So when it was the official VE day,
8th,
we had the toast to have some friends.
Yeah, you know? That's my birthday, 8th of May.
Is it?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, There were no big celebrations on the 8th of May, were there? Because as you say, all you have is a toast to have some friends. Yeah.
Too busy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another joke for a bit. If you want to praise, you can do. I've got two chemical things that make you laugh.
Yeah, right, that's good.
So anyhow, we had it in that pint, plus some water, that many glasses and all in the garlighted house, so we had it out of glasses. So the major was there and that, and we said, to have some friends.
Yeah.
But then he got sent away, a town major in some town in Germany, Major Duxbury.
Yeah.
But he was a smashing fella.
Mm.
Oh, a gentleman. Very scholarly looking. I don't know, he was a territorial officer.
Oh, right.
A smashing chap.
Yeah.
Very erudite, you know?
Yes, yeah.
Very straight, but.
Mm.
Oh, a gentleman.
Mm.
So, and then, yeah, I used to write his diaries out when I got a chance and all. See, I fill this diary in.
Oh, yeah.
So, someone would have some of them in there.
Yeah.
And
they'll have those diaries in the in Preston.
They will have, yeah.
Yeah.
So some of them I've wrote in, but
yeah.
I've wrote it off what he wrote, so then he left and he got me up to Major, did Coker.
Mm.
Moved down in while we were there, we had a chap with the joint at Old Spur, and he come from Sussex. They were called Obie Bridges.
Mm.
I'm in there.
Mm.
So I was a D company, like I had to stay, and the other lads got to stay as well.
Mm.
So this day, we were on ranking. He said, "Hey, I've got a message from headquarters here, and I can't make no sense of it." So I looked at it, and it had on to be evacuated at 1200 hours, 144 rations.
Yeah.
So I got on. So I said, headquarters, I said, a message here you sent and you can't make any sense out of it. So I read it. He said, well, that's right. He said, rations. He said, when I say bloody rations, I mean bloody rations. It will all be Bridger. What he meant were Russians.
Oh, rations.
He was there. That's true, yeah?
Yes.
I say bloody rations, I mean rations.
When you say that, that reminds me as well, because when you say the Germans were all lined up, on the road into Hamburg.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some thinking at that stage that
we're going to fight.
That maybe the Germans were then going to link up with the British and the Americans.
Oh,
and the Russians.
They were hoping that, you know.
Yeah.
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 And you know, I mean, that, I suppose there was no question of that ever happening. But how they could ever think such a thing, I don't know.
No, I don't know. I've told the Gibbers, why didn't they do it in the first place?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So Norway. Anyhow, when we moved down to Oberhausen, after a few days, I was back to Singleton with that many exchanges to work.
Yeah.
So they put me on the city exchange, which was in the post office overlooking the main square of Oberhausen.
Mm.
And this exchange went down into Belgium and France.
Mm.
It also went through a Gestapo headquarters on the underground exchange to the companies, and it also linked back to Duisburg, called it Wolfsburg. So headquarters came from Wolfsburg 12 miles away, the whole bar and this exchange, and I put it through this Gestapo board.
Yeah.
So this night, it'd been quiet, and I was on about half past 6 at night, and a call came from D Company. Well, one D Company went to this exchange, they could speak to me, and they said, a call from D Company, then they put it connected, and you couldn't listen.
See
Gestapo. So I got it. And I had to put it through to Duisburg, which was the regimental exchange there.
Yeah.
And then they got to find who they had to find, you see.
Yeah.
So this call came through, and they said, there's a call from the company. So I said, you know, from James. He said, I want to speak to Sanitation Corporal. Mm. I want to speak to Sanitation Corporal. So I rung headquarters, said, it's called here for Sanitation Corporal. So they waited a few minutes. I could see that, you know. Mm. He said, can't find him, but we'll ring you back when we find him.
Yeah.
Half an hour after, a call comes from Duesberg, and he said, it's essential to speak to OCD company.
Mm.
So I put it through to this exchange. I said, call for OCD company. Super bad. Just through.
Yeah.
Phone from okay. He's not a shit house corporal. He said, no, it's the bloody adjutant. I fell off the